Posters of the U.S. president blanket downtown Accra, Ghana's capital, alongside those of Ghanaian President John Kufuor. Radio talk shows feature discussions of Washington's multi-billion dollar campaigns to fight malaria and AIDS in Africa. This is only the second time a U.S. president has visited Ghana, and many residents say they are excited about the occasion. University student Unity Nkombian says she is proud Ghana has been included on the itinerary of Mr. Bush's African tour.
For Ghanaians, I think that our economy is getting better, so we can now host someone like President of America. His visit will also show that our security system is in better shape now, so it's a good time for a Ghanaian like me.
Analysts say Ghana has had a close relationship with the Bush administration. President Kufuor has met with his American counterpart several times in the past 3 years. The two presidents are expected to discuss development issues, the fight against malaria and HIV, regional security, and humanitarian issues before Mr. Bush leaves on Wednesday. Ghanaian student Kombien says she believes Mr. Bush's visit will mean more help for Ghana from the United States.
In Tanzania, he's promised them bed mosquito nets, which means in Ghana he will do the same. Mostly when you are far off from a situation, you tend to sympathize with them. But when you're closer, as he's coming, he'll see the real things about malaria. So he'll tend to empathize with us. So when he comes, more aid, more assistance.
Tanzania, where Mr. Bush stopped earlier on his Africa tour, received a nearly $700 million grant from the United States in September to fight malaria. But Ghanaian systems engineer Kwesi Odeng remains skeptical Bush's visit will help most Ghanaians.
Taking a family, for instance, I don't know how his visit is going to have impact on that particular family's life. It could be one of these normal visits with a lot of businessmen who are coming to look around and see where they can invest their money and reap bountifully, but not for our purpose.
He cautions Ghanaians against raising their hopes too high.
Maybe we are just thinking about them coming to help us, but they have their own agenda.
President Bush said in a speech before he left for the continent that helping Africa develop is also a way of fighting terrorism, saying, in his words, people who live in societies based on freedom and justice are more likely to reject the false promise of the extremist ideology. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.